Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Veni Sancte Spiritus, repletorum corda fiterium, et tui amoris eneis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabum tuor, et renovabit faciem terre. Oremus diesque corda fiterium Sancti Spiritus illustratione docuisti Danubis. Iniodem Spiritu recte sapere, et Deus sempre consolatione gaudiere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Mater boni consilii, ora pro nobis. Sancte Ignazii, ora pro nobis, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We are back to the spiritual exercises. Now we shall look at the second set of rules for distinguishing spiritual influences, the famous rules for discernment, which are towards the end of the retreat exercises book, number 328 and the following. Rules for the same purpose, to discern different spiritual influences, the good or the evil spirit in our soul, in our mind, our life, with a more precise way of distinguishing between different spiritual influences. These rules are more appropriate to the second week and the following, of course. The first set of rules applies more to the first stage of the spiritual life, conversion. And here, going more into detail of things, if you want. First rule, number 329. The characteristic effect produced by God and His angels, good spirits, in the spiritual operations is a genuine lightness of heart and spiritual joy, eliminating all the disturbing sadness engendered by the enemy, whilst his characteristic activity is to resist such lightness of heart and spiritual comfort, the enemy's action, alleging specious reasons, subtle suggestions and sophistries without end. Here, of course, the field opens wide to discussion of many different things, which we shall not go into here in detail, but basics are very clear. The good spirit wants us to proceed in that which is good, sanctification of our soul, through glorification of God. Remember the fundamental principle and everything we have seen so far in these spiritual exercises. God wants to give us great lightness of heart, spiritual joy. I've come to give you, so that you have life and life in its fullness. Our Lord says in St. John, Pacem relinquo vobis, pacem divuto vobis. As we pray, the priest prays before he receives communion at each Mass. I give you peace, I leave you my peace. He speaks to the apostles a few moments, a few hours before everything descends into chaos. The apostles don't understand the world anymore with our Lord's arrestation, being taken into custody and going to suffer for our sins. I leave you peace, I give you my peace, the true peace of heart, which is greater than anything material we can have here in the world. Spiritual joy, lightness of heart, true peace of soul, if you want. Eliminating all the disturbing sadness which the enemy wants to bring about. The enemy's characteristic activity is to resist this lightness of heart, the spiritual comfort, consolation. How does he do that? We should all know a lot about this, because we have experienced it so many times. Alleging specious reasons, false reasons, subtle suggestions, sophistries without end, scruples, doubts in the widest sense of the term. What if, but maybe, this and that. All these conditions.